Larry Rezavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, Musicians Come and Play, right there, wrapping up. Means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, and it is program number 264 in that continuing series. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web. Yes, broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studios, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, we are KASM. Like I said, it is our 264th program of our Musicians Come and Play program, and we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in right now and say good morning to Mr. Donnie Klostner. Donnie, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Si. I'm doing just great.
That's great.
And I just had a call from a steady listener of yours, Gary Seidel, up there at Bird Island. Listens to you all the time, and is a fan of mine, too. So we thank him for both of those.
Absolutely. And are you at home this morning, Don?
Yes, I am.
Home in New Ulm. And what's things like in New Ulm this morning?
Well, I tell you, it's clear and sunny and windy and crisp. It's a definite fall day.
It is. And aren't those colors beautiful these days?
Oh, yes, they are. Yeah.
You bet. We came through New Ulm here about 2 weeks ago for the Oktoberfest, and it was just beautiful as you come down the hill and come into the river valley there. And, boy, it's just a pretty time of the year, I think.
Yes, it really is. Yeah.
You bet. Well, Don, know you as a great concertina player, and for the folks that didn't hear you before when you've been on the program, you want to just give us a brief history of how you got started playing that concertina, where you were born and raised, and a little bit of your background?
Well, yeah. When I was a little boy, my dad played the button accordion, and he'd play a tune, and that always fascinated me, so whenever I could, I'd sneak over, and I'd start fooling around on that. And one day, my dad said to me, he says, if you want to play music, he says, we'll get a concertina. You can make a lot more music on the concertina than you can on the button accordion. So as it turned out, he went to country school with a fellow who lived about three blocks from where I'm at right now, and he was one of the Fritchies, the many Fritchies around the wall, related to Fez Fritchie. I don't know exactly the connection, but he bought a concertina from him, a nice double reed, 102 key. He paid $80 for it. That's what I learned to play on. I took some lessons from Ray Meidel, who was the band instructor in New Orleans, who didn't play concertina, but he knew music, so he could watch me and watch the spots to make sure I'm playing the right ones. So he got me started on the straight and narrow and reading music, and that's how it began. And then I sold that concertina. We traded it off to Wenzel Fisher, who was a concertina dealer down here in Ulm, because I needed a better concertina. My dad bought he invested, I think, around $500 in a brand new Star E-flat concertina, and that was probably a good chunk of machinery update money.
I'll bet.
Well, she probably went another year operating with the old farm machinery and bought me a concertina, so I've got him to thank for a lot of that.
So. I guess so. And who was your dad, Don?
My dad's name was Roland.
Roland.
Roland Plotzer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And they live in New Ulm, or where did they live then?
Well, actually, we lived on a farm place between Klostner, Minnesota, St. George, and Lafayette. Those were just right smack dab in between those three little villages.
Oh, okay.
And that was a farming community there. So.
Oh, yeah. And so how old were you when you were learning the concertina then, about, did you say?
Oh, about 12 or 13.
Something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't long after that you progressed and you became the concertina player for the Babe Wagner Band, huh?
Well, yeah, I played with some little groups around New Ulm. Like New Ulm, of course, had all these saloons downtown,
you know, and
they all wanted old-time music, like, on the weekend. So I started playing those, and I met some New Ulm musicians that kind of taught me some more things, and I think that's where I learned to start playing harmony with clarinet. You know, I had played with an old clarinet player who taught me. He says, "Well, we don't have to both play the same note all the time." He says, "If you play this note here while I play this one here, we'll sound like two instruments instead of one." Uh-huh. And I started doing that, and I kind of put that to use when I got on the Babe Wagner Band, because there was a time when we had trouble getting a second clarinet player. So I learned the second clarinet book on the band and played a lot of clarinet harmony parts on the band. So.
Sure. And how old were you then about when you started in with Babe Wagner Band?
I was just, I think I just turned 19.
Still a teenager. Wow.
Yeah.
And I'll bet that
I just dug out the old date book here from 1955 when I started at the Bay Wagner Band, and there were very few nights off. I'll just read through about 10 dates here that all in a row where the band played, starting at Boyd, Minnesota, Prom Ballroom, Hartley, Iowa, Carver, Minnesota, Wells, New Munich, Trip, South Dakota, Fairmont, Schlitz Little City, Maple Lake, Young America, and it goes on, and there was very few days off, so we were playing almost all the time.
No need for practicing. You were practicing right on the job then, huh?
Yeah, I used to, when I started in the band, we had Cliff Mathewitz was playing the concertina.
Mm-hmm.
He moved to New Orleans from Milwaukee. He was a wonderful concertina player, good musician, very knowledgeable. And in fact, I learned some things from him that you don't just pick up walking downtown. He taught me to play the bass side and use your imagination. He says what the bass player might be playing. He says, and those notes are on the concertina on the left side.
Wow.
And he taught me a lot of those things. But he was on the band. But previously, I think how I got that job on the Babe Wagner Band, I was working for Wilford Brothers in New Orleans. They're, of course, related to Whoopi John Wilford. I was myself and a high school classmate got a job there working in the wintertime putting up TV antennas. Brr.
Okay.
But anyway, one day at work, I got a call from Elmer Scheid. And Elmer had heard from me because of these people that I was playing with in the downtown saloon, see?
Sure.
And Elmer says, I got a job tonight at Hatfield, Minnesota. He says, and I'm sicker than a dog. I got the flu. He says, is there any chance you could go along in my place and the band? And, boy, I tell you, for a young guy just playing concertina for a short time, to have at that time the king of the concertina, Elmer Scheid, call and ask you to play, that was kind of flattering.
I bet it was, yes.
Yeah, and something funny happened on the way to the job that night that I'm going to tell you about.
Sure.
Which I think made a big mark in my musical knowledge. We had Elmer Scheid had a clarinet player. I forget his name right now, but we were on the way to the job, and all of a sudden he turned around and he looked in the back seat and he saw me sitting there, this young guy. He says, "What the hell is this?" He says, "My God!" He says, "I didn't know you. Didn't see you." He says, "What do you play?" I said, "Concertina." And I'll never forget the words he said. "Well, you'll probably never know anything about music then."
Oh boy! Oh
and,
my goodness!
I'll never forget that.
And yeah.
That went to my soul, and I decided right then and there that I'm going to ask all the questions I can possibly think of from all these good musicians I got to play with.
Yeah.
And I tell you, it was like going to college, because I learned so much from all these great musicians, and they were so nice to me. They took me under their arm, and they taught me about harmony and music, and I was interested in writing arrangements for the band. Like, a lot of those arrangements that we recorded on that CD that you relayed are actually arrangements that I had written for the band, like Westphalia Waltz, Putzig Polka,
sure,
and a number of other ones that I wrote those arrangements after I learned how to do it the correct way.
Uh-huh.
So that was kind of an interesting part I always felt.
Well, what was it like playing with the Babe Wagner Band at that time, Donnie? Was Babe still living, or was he already gone?
Yeah, Babe had already passed away. He passed away, I believe, in 1951.
Okay.
I'm close on that. But I started in 1955.
Okay.
Swede was managing the band
mm-hmm.
at that time. Of course, Swede was a wonderful trumpet player and a great arranger. He could write arrangements, modern arrangements, old-time arrangements. And you listen to, like, the Shell's Hobo Band recorded a tune that he wrote the whole tune and all the parts. It's called The Hobo's Waltz. And there's all these obligatos for the alto horns and the clarinets and the tenor horns and baritones. He wrote the whole thing, and it's really a work of art to be able to dig that recording out and play it on your program. It's
sure.
called The Hobo's Waltz.
I'll have to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Can you mention who yeah. the players might have been at that time when you started in with...
It was Sweet Wagner, lead trumpet, Harry Lernert on second trumpet, and his wife was Julie Lernert at that time. She was a daughter of Bill Helga, one of the first concertina players that played on the Six Fat Dutchman.
Okay.
She played piano,
uh-huh.
and later years I married her sister, Carolyn. It was my first wife.
Okay.
And the clarinet players were Jack Lance, who was on a lot of the old Columbia 78s, and Dickie Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Also was a tenor sax clarinet man. A fellow by the name of Herb Molter, and everybody called him Herb Moeller because at one time he owned Moeller's accordion band.
Oh.
And he bought the band from a guy by the name of Moeller, and of course his name was Molter, so everybody just kept calling him Moeller all the time. And we had a young guy playing drums who was a high school classmate of mine, Art Fehmeyer. He was the drummer on the band.
Okay.
So we had a very nice band. So I fell into a group there that was very tight. And, of course, Cliff was the concertina player. So for the first week or so, Cliff stayed on the band, and I went along and I just sat back and played the parts along with Cliff, and Cliff did the solo work and the band parts. And then after a week or so, then Cliff stayed home, and I remember Dickie Frank paid me a big compliment. He says, "Hell," he says, "it's just like Cliff never left." He says, he stepped out, he stepped in, and the band kept it going.
So, oh, that's awesome. That is very nice. I didn't catch, who was the tuba player with the band then?
That was the guy by the name of Herb Molter.
Oh, that was, he was the tuba player. Okay.
Yeah, he was the true tuba player, yeah.
All right.
He was a good tuba player. However, he was not good at faking. You know, if I would get the concertina out and he'd get the bass horn, he wasn't too good that way, but he was an excellent sight reader. He could read music very good.
Okay.
So, of course, Sweet had all the bass parts and everything written out. You know,
sure.
So that all worked well. So.
Well, very good, Don. If we could ask you to hold that thought for just a moment here, we've already reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe
sure.
Meat Market, and then we'll come back with you and continue the conversation.
Very good.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. From the Sausage Kitchen, a reminder, the firearms deer hunting season is about just a week away. If you still have some trimmings left in the freezer from previous hunts, bring them in now. The St. Joe Meat Market can grind them into hamburger or make some delicious sausage products in time to take with for your upcoming hunting trip. For the do-it-yourselfers, the St. Joe Meat Market carries all of the ingredients to make your own sausage products, including boneless pork and beef trimmings, a full line of casings, natural pork, beef, and sheep, fibrous and collagen casings, and a large variety of seasonings. Everything from brat and breakfast-type seasonings to wiener and bologna seasoning, summer sausage, snack stick, and jerky seasoning. Call ahead and have your order waiting for you when you walk in the door. The phone number, 320-363-4913. Also, if your group is heading up for the big hunting trip, plan your meals with great meat and food items from the St. Joe Meat Market. Call in your orders now and have them fresh or frozen, ready to pick up when you're ready to head out. As always, for more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. Thank you from the St. Joe Meat Market, and have yourself a successful but safe hunting season. And Don, for being our guest on the program, and you know how it works. We put that meat package up at the meat market and get that off to you along with Chasm. We mail that out, priority mail, and hope that you and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that been for you?
Oh, that's wonderful. That's always greatly appreciated. Everybody, all my friends that I've shared some of that with, they can't stop talking about how good that is.
Well, awesome. That's great. So, Don, then you you played with the Wagner Band till they finally played their last job, huh? When was that?
That was right. I played from 1955 until 1969.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then was Swede, had he died already, or was he in poor health? Or?
No, Swede still did some playing. He dabbled in some recording. Swede was a good fiddle player too. You probably noticed there's one violin or fiddle tune on that CD that you guys
the recorded. Danish Hamble, yeah,
right, yeah. And he did a recording on, it's called, we used to call them foxtrots, at all these old modern tunes, and Swede played all the parts. He played the violin, he played the piano, and he played the drums, and he did one of those, and I should make a copy of that, send that up to you sometime.
Oh, I'll bet. I bet some awesome stuff there.
Now, yeah.
Now, is Swede's daughter still doing well? Jill, how is she?
Yeah, she's doing all right. She's moved to a different facility from where she was at when you and I stopped to visit her that time.
Oh, okay, she's in assisted living or something?
Yeah, right. But okay. She's doing well. John and I play there once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So progressing from the Babe Wagner Band, after that folded, did you just strictly go out on your own, or did you tie on with some other bands, or what did you do in the interim?
Well, yeah, you know, I got to meet a very good friend of mine. One winter, I was giving concertina lessons at Brown's Music Store in New Orleans. And Bill Brown said that the fellow who just loves concertina, and he works for Comats Construction over here in St. Peter, and he said if you could schedule a slot for him, he'd like love to take some concertina lessons. And I did. I got to meet him, and he was a nice fellow, and he was probably 45, 50, something like that, and he was a foreman at Comats Construction Company. And he had a little time in the winter to allow for taking lessons. And I got to meet him and his friends and his family. And he had three stepchildren, two girls and a boy. And he got those interested. And the boy played pretty good concertina. And the two girls were pretty decent musicians. There's one gal, she sang like Tammy Wynette.
Really?
Very good. And the other gal played piano and alto saxophone. And that was kind of the birth of a band that I played with and kind of put together. We called it the Redbirds.
Oh, Don, that's Foster, right.
The Redbirds.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was kind of the start of that. And we were together maybe for maybe 6 years or something like that.
Okay.
And then after that, then I started a group of my own, and They did quite well by themselves. The boy played concertina.
Okay.
One of the recordings that we did by the Redbirds, there's a Rick, his name was. Rick and I did a couple of concertina duets, and I think one of them is the Grasshopper Polka.
Okay.
Which was a nice duet number. So there's all kinds of nice things that happened there. So.
Sure. So still active, still playing today yet, Don, huh?
Yes, I am. Like I was pretty busy here in September. John and I had quite a few of we play. You know, I'm doing quite a bit. Me and John Archer are doing quite a bit nursing homes and assisted living, mm-hmm. and Alzheimer's units, and we feel quite rewarded in doing that because we feel we're making a difference in people's lives.
Isn't that true?
We play and we. I talk to these people, and I bring up things that happened years ago and the places we played at and the music we listened to, and it really perks them up. And we've seen cases where we play someplace and some guy's in a really bad mood, you know, and we get done playing there, and I know what he likes, music, and by the time we leave, he's smiling and having a good time, and we brought him out of the doldrums, and you walk out of there and feel, you know, like, by golly, we did something, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So you mentioned Johnny Arcers is playing with you. What does Johnny play?
He plays clarinet.
Clarinet, okay.
And we've got a group that probably is a little different than most other two-piece groups in that, like I mentioned way back when, I started playing harmony with clarinet. Well, we have a library I have written up for clarinet and concertina, and I've found many different ways to write harmony schemes for clarinet and concertina. Sometimes he plays lead, and I play harmony, and then sometimes I'll play two parts, and he'll play a third part. We do some things, of course, that I don't know if the people notice it that much, but it makes the music interesting for us. And I think they know what's going on. You know, it's a different sound. So.
Neat. That's awesome. We'll quickly just mention over a couple of topics here. First of all, some of the ballrooms and stuff that you've enjoyed playing over the years.
Oh, well. Well, let's see here. I just got the list in front of me here.
Okay.
You know, one thing, you know, I think I mentioned, we played Sioux Falls and Sioux City. That was they were owned by the same people. I think it's probably, if I remember it, I'm guessing a little bit, I think they were called Archer. It was the corporation that owned those two.
Okay.
And we played there from when I started the band until about the time the band quit. And we played on Wednesday night at Sioux Falls at the Arcota Ballroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we drive to Sioux City. We stay overnight there. And we play Shore Acres Ballroom at Sioux City. And then we drive all the way back to New Orleans. And the next night was probably a Friday night spot, of course. And the Friday night spots were like Mankato, Elsers, Wisconsin, Little Falls, so once in a while we got kind of a far jump in there because all these ballrooms had their, you know that yourself, from the music that you've played, Si, that they all have a special night where they did special dances on. And
absolutely, yeah.
That's how that worked out, yeah.
You bet. So, yeah, and you played all, well, George's, I'll bet you that was like home for you in New Ulm, huh?
Yeah, we played at George's quite often. Yeah. It's right now it's pretty well shut down. Not much is happening there.
Yeah.
It's too bad. That was a nice place.
I'll bet you those years in the heydays back in the polka days of New Ulm, I'll bet you spent a lot of evenings in the parades there and stuff over the years, huh?
Yeah, we did. That was always a fun time. And for a year, that was on a Monday, of course.
Yeah.
The polka day in New Orleans. And for many years, of course, there was a following of people that always put that down as part of their vacation, and they'd come over to New Orleans. And I remember we had people. I was kind of hired for many years to play at a bar in New Orleans, because the fella knew that when I played there, we had about 10 people that would show up there, musicians from the Whoopi John Band, Six Fat Dutchman, all these guys would come there and they'd jam with me. See?
Sure.
So we had a heck of a time going on there. Remember, my good friend Ron Natterney from Omaha was playing with Whoopi John at the time.
Yep.
And he played trumpet.
Yep.
Donnie Burkhardt was probably still with the Babe Wagner Band.
Okay.
And his brother Elmer Burkhardt was from Bloomer, Wisconsin.
Sure.
And there's a whole bunch from Bloomer, Wisconsin that came over. A guy that was a lifelong friend of mine was Pinky Norris.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, he played tuba on the Whoopi John Band when Vern Steffel ran the band the last years.
Okay.
But you know, all these guys from Bloomer, Wisconsin, and there was a whole bunch of them that would come over from there. And, you know, the sad thing is that they all of them just about all passed away by this time.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're running into that with friends that you've
absolutely
made through the years that they're no longer with us. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing when we look around, and I'm sure you have the same feeling, starting to feel like an elder statesman if you ever do get amongst a bunch of musicians, because there aren't that many older than us anymore, it seems.
Well, that's like John Archer often says. He says, between, like me, he says, Donnie and me are the only ones out of the New Orleans bunch, while there's one or two guys around, you know, like Bill Brown is still in New Orleans. He plays with all the bands. But, you know, other than that, you know, there's not many people that played with the Dutchman and Dutchman and Elmer Scheid's band and all that stuff. Yeah, they're all gone, yeah.
You did some work with Harold, too, didn't you, with the Six Fat Dutchman?
Yeah, it was pretty much a piecemeal thing. At one time, he wanted me to play in the band steady. That's when I think Emil Milbert quit. And, of course, I had a pretty steady job doing electronic repair work.
Okay.
I just couldn't go with the band. But I helped out quite a bit, you know.
Sure.
And then, of course, I played a lot with Elmer Scheid's band again in those days.
Sure.
Elmer wanted me to play two more jobs with him.
So. Sure. As you look back, you almost have to kind of pinch yourself to think that you played with Babe Wagner Band, Six Fat Dutchman, Elmer Scheid. I mean, those were the biggies back in those years, weren't they?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, there's a funny little story I want to tell you quickly here.
Okay.
John and I played for a 100th birthday party 2 years ago for a lady. She's at a nursing home in Sleepy Eye. And she's a very active lady. And now she's 102, and she's still very active. She gets around really well, and she's very sharp. And she told... We just played up there here a couple weeks ago, and we always, John was a neighbor to her in New Orleans, and she told us this story. She said, you know, she said when she and her husband got married, Harold Loffemar had just a year or two before that started his band, and she said, you know, Harold, it would be nice if you could get Babe Wagner to play along with your band that night. See, the Babe Wagner band had yet not formed as such as a band.
Uh-huh.
So Harold says to her, oh, I'll give Babe $2. He'll come along and play with me.
That
somebody could get Babe Wagner to play for $2.
Yeah, yeah. That was the way things were back in those years, though.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Oh, my. Well, that's a great story. That kind of leads me to what I usually ask every time to every musician. If you have a story or a memorable moment, an award, good, bad, or otherwise, anything that happened to you along the way that you want to share with the listeners. And I don't remember what you told me last time, but go ahead and tell us what stands out.
No, I would just like to mention the togetherness of the Babe Wagner band. I remember there were several times when I was playing in the band and I was standing up there playing the concertina part, and the band was so together, I thought to myself, my God, I said, this is just like one big instrument.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's phrasing together. The vibratos all match. The phrasing is all right. You know, it's just so perfect. You know?
You bet.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And lastly, the last thing I'll ask you, that Donnie, just mention a few of the concertina players today that you think are really doing well. Who do you see out there? Who do you hear much about?
Well, of course, you know, we got that bunch that comes out of Wisconsin, and so of course Carl Hartwig's always been very popular.
Yeah.
And then of course there's Gary Brigham and Brian Brigham and Corey Buchanan. We can't overlook Keith Zwack, who played for a long time with
Ray Dorshner's
band.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's had a few health problems just recently.
Sure.
But he was always a fantastic concertina player. His dexterity was he recorded this tune, Climbing the Beehive. You know,
oh, yes.
Here, you know,
yeah.
That's really a work of art. And so there's just lots of these guys that are artists in their own right, all the things they have done. So
absolutely. Did you ever get to work with Ray Conkle at all?
Yeah. You know, just a little fifth, you know, he was playing with Dorsher when he came over, when Dorsher's band came over and played with Gibbon at the Polka Festival.
Oh, sure. Yep.
So he was playing with the band, and I've played some jobs with Dorsher's band, but
okay.
Of course, when I played with the band, then Ray Conkle wasn't there.
Sure, sure. Yep, so, yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. That's great. How about Jerry Schuft and Ernie Koopman, those guys? Do anything with those guys ever much?
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, that's a good thing you mentioned that. You know, there was a bunch of us guys, we all started playing at the same time. There was Jerry Schuft, Ernie Koopman, myself, and there's one or two others yet. We all started playing at the same time.
Okay. You know?
And, like, there again, you know, I'm the only one that's left. Johnny
oh,
yeah. Gock.
Oh, Johnny, yes, Johnny that's Gock. Right. Yep. Yep.
Johnny Gock, Bernie, and Jerry Schuft, you know, we all started about the same time, you know, and that's when the Jerry Schuft and Earl Smith band got started, and Ernie Koopman was playing with the Little Fisherman band, and then he started the one with Jolly Brewers.
Oh, yeah.
And so that was the hometown boys around here. See?
Sure, you bet. So
knock on wood, they're
yeah.
there, but for the grace of God, why, you know?
Yes, that's right. What is the future holding these days, Donnie? Are you playing with Peter and Paul once in a while, or any of the other bands filling in at all? Do you get any calls?
You know, I a couple of years ago, I helped out with the Wendinger band a few times. But, you know, I'm to the point now where I did some senior citizen dances, you know, and, you know, I pretty well discontinued those because they wanted like 3-4 hours, and I don't want to play 3-4 hours anymore.
Yeah.
I'm happy with playing 1 hour at a nursing home, and my good friend John Archer says, you know, he says, this is about right. He says, it's warm in the winter, cool in the summer, the crowd's always there, and they all listen to us.
It doesn't get any better than that, that's for sure.
It doesn't get any better than that. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. And I should let you go, but I keep thinking of things. I got to ask you, some of your favorite pieces to play, polkas, waltzes, mention a few numbers, because you've recorded so many of those good ones with Wagner and all the different bands. You know, I'll just suggest one, like the Midnight Waltz, also Evening Shadows. I mean, there's so many stories about these different songs. But when you play, what do you like to play? What songs are your favorites?
Well, you know, we've got I could go down the list, but that'd take too much time. But we still play some of the old standards. Like, one I think that we still like today as much as yesterday and is the Westphalia Waltz.
Oh, yeah.
That's an arrangement that I wrote for the Babe Wagner Band. And a country western guitar player taught me the chords of the second strain of that, and he learned it from, I heard this being played by Bob Wills of the Texas Playboys, and I said, by golly, they play the same chords I do. And then I saw it, I learned that from Floyd Drush. There were Floyd played guitar and banjo on the Babe Wagner Band.
Oh, really?
And Jerry played banjo and guitar in Elmer Scheidt's band. They had brothers and all. Excellent musicians. They played nice jazz guitar as well as playing old-time banjo and so forth.
Sure.
Good musicians,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, great. Well, our time is about run out, Don. We could go on for another couple hours, and, well, it would just be entertaining, but time is up. So want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us once again. And I tell everyone, like I told you before, good Lord willing, we're here down the road. We'll do this thing again more times in the future. How's that?
Well, thank you for calling me, Si. So it's good. I want to thank you again for all the good work you did on reproducing that Babe Wagner Band CD.
You bet.
Thanks to your technician up there in St. Cloud. You know, he took some things and corrected what we had with bad equipment down here that really made a professional job out of it.
You bet. And we're going to feature some of that great music coming up now in the next 40 minutes or so. So, Don, you have yourself a great afternoon, and we will talk to you soon. I'll talk to you off the air in just a minute here, but for the listener's sake, we'll talk to you soon. How's that?
Okay, you want me to hang up or you can call back, or what should I do?
Nope, just hang on the line. I'll be right with you in just a moment.
Okay, thanks for calling, Cy.
All righty, and there he goes, Mr. Donnie Klossner of New Ulm, Minnesota, our 264th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music coming up, a whole bunch of it by Donnie Klossner, the Babe Wagner Band. It's all coming your way next. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. Taking us to 26 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, and we have, I think the last I had checked, we were at 45 degrees here in central Minnesota. I'll check that in just a moment, but that's the last temperature I had. Right now we're going to swing into music by Donnie Klossner, and he's got three recordings out on his own, and of course the recording with the Babe Wagner Band. We're going to try to hit them all. Right now, this is off of his 50 years of music, Donnie Klossner, and first selection, one called Wien Bleib Wien. Donnie Klossner. Thank you. Donny Klossner on the concertina there. That comes off of his 50 years of concertina, 50 years of music, one called Wien bleibt Wien. Here's another great waltz I mentioned to Donny, a great recording. It's one called The Midnight Waltz. Donny Klossner on the concertina. Donny Klossner there on the concertina and one called The Midnight Waltz. Boy, some great stuff there. Great musician, Donny Klossner. And that takes us into the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And that's always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours. Davey Ratowski and the gang over at East Bethel. Turco, yes, they do all sorts of great trips and tours around this great land of ours. All the big cities, New York, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Chicago, L.A., yes, just to mention a few. They do the statewide tours around this great state of Minnesota. And, of course, they do the casino tours in and about our area. So check them out for your traveling desires. They'll treat you right. Yes, Dave and the gang, they do a great job. And, of course, they've got their big holiday party coming up. It's a one-day trip, November 28th, taking reservations right now. They take you to the St. Croix Casino, Turtle Lake, Wisconsin, a one-day-only trip. It's on a Wednesday, November 28th. Price is just $39 to get on board the bus, and you are going to be entertained. Yes, entertainment. Jerry and Joyce Band are going to be along. You're going to get a thank you gifts from Turco, lunch served at the Events Center, and round-trip motor coach transportation as well. Departure time, 8 o'clock from 8 a.m., Shopko West in St. Cloud, and just guaranteed to have a great time. Now, for reservations or get on the mailing list, get a brochure, give Dave and the gang over at Turco a call. Their phone number, 1-800-868-7261, 1-800-868-7261. That's Turco. They proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues right now with Donnie Klossner. We're going to move to his next recording, A Touch of Kloss. And this one is one called The Naughty Girl Polka. It's a Jerry Shift recording. Jerry had a big recording of this one. Here's Donnie's rendition of The Naughty Girl Polka. Donnie Klossner on the concertina with one called The Naughty Girl Polka, coming off of his Touch of Kloss CD here on KASM. Going to move to another of Donnie's CDs. This one's called You Ask For It. And this one, it's a nice waltz, one called The Ski Waltz. Donnie Klossner on the concertina. Thank you. Johnny Costner on the concertina with one called The Ski Waltz. Old Time Polka Time right now, another classic. It's one called the At the Mill Polka. Good stuff for you there at the Mill Polka. Donnie Klausner on the concertina doing the one-man band thing there. And, yeah, using the electronics with the concertina. Great sound there by Donnie Klausner. As we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, doing a great job. And loving to have you join their traveling family, making many miles and smiles together. And, of course, still several trips to go yet this year. They're looking forward to Our Lady of the Snows pilgrimage tour that's coming up in November with Father Greg Masti. 5 great days in all, November 26th through the 30th. Just $5.79 per person gets you on board and sure to have a great time. Also coming up in November into December is the Gatlinburg Smoky Mountains Pigeon Forge Nashville tour. And forgot to mention that the Branson Ozark Mountain Christmas Tour, November 12th through the 16th also. So those are some of the great trips left for this year. Then looking ahead to 2019, a lot of great ideas on the schedule already. The International Farm Machinery Show, that's going to be in February to Galva, Illinois. They're going to do the Best of Ireland, and that's in March, and that's International Tour, Best of Ireland. Also, South American Adventure, March 12th through the 23rd. They're going to do the Southwest Circle Tour. This is always a popular tour, and that's to Oklahoma, Albuquerque, Rio Grande Valley, Santa Fe, Chapel of Guadalupe, Mission of San Miguel, Loreto Chapel, Sedona, Chapel of the Holy Cross, two-night stay in Las Vegas, Grand Canyon, and it's a motor coach and flight trip, all airport transfers, 10 great days in all. And also the 6th Annual Spring Mystery Tour comes up in April, and the list goes on and on. So to get on board the bus, to make a reservation, maybe to be on their mailing list, give Laverne and Kim a call. They're standing by, 1-800-840-9211. Again, that's 1-800-840-9211. You can also check out their trips on the web, www.laverne'stravel.com. Laverne and Kim doing a wonderful job over at Laverne's Travel. They'd love to have you join their traveling family. Give them a call. 1-800-840-9211. That's Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. And they bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 16 minutes now before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we have 46 degrees here in central Minnesota. Donnie Klossner mentioned one of his favorite waltzes is the Westphalia Waltz. We're going to move to Donnie's recording with the Babe Wagner Band out of New Ulm, Minnesota. It's called Greetings from an Old Friend, and the seventh selection on this CD is one called the Westphalia Waltz. The Babe Wagner Band. Babe Wagner Band featuring Donnie Klossner and the concertina, one called the Westphalia Waltz. Some great numbers on this recording, and here's another one. It's a polka tune, one called the Putzig Polka. Thank you. Babe Wagner Band with one called the Putzig Polka. Here's a nice Landler tune. Donnie does such a great job on it. As a young concertina player, I always wanted to be able to play this Landler just like Donnie did. It's the Buttons and Bellows Landler. Great. The Buttons and Bellows Landler. Donnie Klausner on the concertina. Boy, he was my idol as I was growing up as a concertina player. Another great old-time waltz, another Landler right now. It's the Old-Timers Landler. The Babe Wagner Band. Thank you. I think it just doesn't get any better than that. Old Timers Landler, the Babe Wagner Band from Days Gone By. Just time for a couple more selections. And right now, here's one that Donnie was always very proud of. And we got it just right on this recording. It's a polka tune, one called the Jaybird Polka. Jaybird's Polka with the Babe Wagner Concertina Band, Babe Wagner Band, Donnie Klossner on the concertina. There we go. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Going to do that with another nice Landler tune, and the Babe Wagner Band did a lot of great Landlers. Here's one. It's one called Circling Pigeons. The Babe Wagner Band with the Circling Pigeons Landler wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Takes us to 3 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and we're at 49. The last chance I checked, 49 was our current temperature here in Albany.